A defining moment for America, the Washington Post editorial, Friday, 15 September 2006, the president goes to Capitol Hill to lobby for torture. President Bush rarely visits Congress. So it was a measure of his painfully skewed priorities that Mr. Bush made the unaccustomed trip yesterday to seek legislative permission for the CIA to make people disappear into secret prisons and have information extracted from them by means he dare not describe publicly. Of course, Mr. Bush didn't come out and say he's lobbying for torture. Instead, he refers to an alternative set of procedures for interrogation. But the administration no longer conceals what it wants. It wants authorization for the CIA to hide detainees in overseas prisons, where even the International Committee of the Red Cross won't have access. It wants permission to interrogate those detainees with abusive practices that in the past have included induced hypothermia and waterboarding, or simulated drowning. And it wants the right to try such detainees and perhaps sentence them to death on the basis of evidence that the defendants cannot see and that may have been extracted during those abusive interrogation sessions. There's no question that the United States is facing a dangerous foe that uses the foulest of methods. But a wide array of generals and others who should know argue that it is neither prudent nor useful for the United States to compromise its own values in response. I continue to read and hear that we are facing a different enemy in the war on terror, retired General John W. Vesey Jr., a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, wrote in a letter to Senator John McCain, Arizona this week. No matter how true that may be, inhumanity and cruelty are not new to warfare, nor to enemies we have faced in the past. Through those years, we held to our own values. We should continue to do so. Another former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and one more intimately familiar with the war on terrorism, also weighed in this week. The world is beginning to doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism, former General and Secretary of State Colin L. Powell wrote to McCain. To redefine common Article 3 would add to those doubts. Mr. Powell was referring to an article of the Geneva Conventions that prohibits cruel and degrading treatment of detainees. Mr. Bush, with support from most Republican congressional leaders, wants to redefine American obligations under the treaty. Three Republican senators, John W. Warner of Virginia, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Lindsey O'Graham of South Carolina, and Mr. McCain, are bravely promoting an alternative measure that would allow terrorists to be questioned and tried without breaking faith with traditional U.S. values. The Armed Services Committee approved their bill yesterday and sent it to the Senate floor. The doubts of which Mr. Powell spoke are impeding the U.S. war effort. A president who lobbies for torture feeds those doubts even if, as we hope, Congress denies him his request.